I saw a very fascinating vort from the Baal Shem Tov in Keser Shem Tov regarding the Sholesh Ori Miklot, which are going to be divided up and given to Bnei Yisrael, Lasid Lavoi. We know the Chlal, the Yidin, got 6 Ori Miklot, and the Eibishter promises, Ki Yarchiv Hashem Lekeches Gevulcha, when the Eibishter will expand your boundaries of Eretz Yisrael, so he says that you will add 3 Ori Miklot. We all know that the Rambam actually includes this din of Ori Miklot as a separate raya that you have to believe in Moshiach. Where in Torah does it speak about Moshiach? The Rambam brings 3 rayas. And the third raya, which is halacha for itself, is the din af b'ori miklot namar. Also by Ori Miklot, it speaks about Moshiach. And now is not the time and place to discuss why the Rambam puts it as a separate halacha. Why can't it be included in the previous rayas about Moshiach? But either way, we know that when Moshiach comes in Olam Haba, after Tchias HaMesim, there is going to be an additional 3 Ori Miklot. But what do these 3 Ori Miklot represent? Before I get to that, I want to share with you another very geshmak of art, Bechlal, about Olam Haba. We know that Olam Haba, we have 2 pirushim, whether it means Gan Eden, Lamaila, after Neshama leaves this body, or like Kol Yisrael Yeshlam Chelech Loilam Haba, does Olam Haba mean this physical world in Tchias HaMesim? So the Baal Shem Tov gives a geshmak and moshul Bechlal to understand how Olam Haba Lamaila works. This is in Keser Shem Tov Kuf Nun Aleph, page Pei Beis. The Baal Shem Tov gives a moshul like this, that there was once 2 cities that were divided by a big forest. Now this forest, unfortunately, like many of these forests, was the home to many robbers, armed robbers, bandits, listim, these people that anyone that would travel to the forest was a good chance that they would get robbed, maybe killed, lo yaleinu. And it was a big sakana. People did not want to have to go through it unless they had to. One day, 2 people were going through the forest. One was a shiker. He was always drunk. He's going through the forest. And the other was a sober, stable person, both going to the forest. Sure enough, as they're going through the forest, unfortunately, the robbers, they attack them. And they push it, are bruised, and they are mamish left by the last hair breath of life. And they stumble out of the other side of the forest, on king geld, they lost all their money, on kemat, on king kleider, mamish, with the mamish, the beer minimum of life. So, they come to the other end, and they have people in the other city ask them, was it a dangerous trip? Would you do it again? Like, what's going on in the forest? The shiker, who didn't realize anything from beginning to end, was going toit shiker, says, yeah, it was gewaldig a time. It was an easy trip. Anyone could do it. So they say, sir, you say it was an easy trip. Mahakois v'chabureis uptsoim. What about all these bruises that you have? You're like beat up. Your face has a black and blue mark. Your eyes are swollen. Your head is popping. How could you say that it was an easy trip? You're in Gansen upgeschlagen. You're in Gansen broken. So it's geweest nicht. He was shaking the whole time. Geweest nicht. Doesn't know. Somehow he got through the one side to the other side. But he shaker. Didn't realize what went on. However, obviously, the smart person, the one that was sober the whole time, he tells everybody, you better be careful. If you're going to go through the forest, you better have your weapons, you better be armed, you better be in the group. Because if not, chas v'shalom, the bandits can get to you too. So says the Baal Shem Tov, he says, Rosh, someone that's not a tzaddik, he goes through Elam Hazah, and he doesn't even realize how bruised he is. Azas shiker. We go through this world, many of us, not just hayinu kecholmim, hayinu keshikurim. In Gans, we don't even realize how much damage we're doing to ourselves in Golos. We don't even begin to understand how beaten up we are. And then you come to Maila, and they say, Nu, how was your trip in Olam Hazeh? So, yeah, it was fine. I was really doing well. And they show you the replay of your life, the replay of your trip, and they ask you, what about all these bruises? You don't know what to say. You bechlal didn't chap what you were doing. Mashenkin the tzaddik goes through Olam Hazeh. He's aware about the pitfalls. He's aware about the dangers. He's aware about the temptations. And Baruch Hashem, he's able to overcome it. But this is Olam Haba in regards to Gan Eden. But what about Olam Haba as in Tchias HaMesim? So we said that when Mashiach comes, they're going to be adding three Ari Miklot. Now, Bechlal and Chassidus, it's explained that the three Ari Miklot represents the Shleimus of Chachma, Bina, and Das. That there are the Midois, and that is the Avoida, the seven Midois, that's the Avoida of Eretz Yisrael. And then there's going to be the three lands of Keni, Knizi, and Kadmoini, that the Eibishter is going to expand Eretz Yisrael to 10 lands. The lands of Keni, Knizi, and Kadmoini, which each of them start with a Kuf, which is Shleimus HaChochma, which is Chochma, Bina, and Das. And in these lands of Eivor HaYarden, of Keni, Knizi, and Kadmoini, the Eibishter is going to add the three Ari Miklot. And that's why it's brought down that the way we prepare for the Ari Miklot L'Osad Lavoi is to learn about Chassidus Chabad, that until now our Avoida was Bikir, the Avoidas Hamidois, but as we're preparing for the additional Arim, the additional cities, and Ir Miklot, which Bechlau, Divrei Torah Koltin. Why is there going to be Ari Miklat when Mashiach comes? So there's a general question, who's it going to serve if no one's going to be killing each other? But it also is representative of the Gilui HaTorah that's going to be when Mashiach comes. Because Torah Chadosha Miiti Teitze, because the Eibishter is going to reveal a new Darga of Torah, the deepest levels of Torah, even the words of Torah, our koilet protect somebody. So how is it going to express itself in this physical world? That there are going to be additional Ari Miklot, more Torah, deeper Dargis of Torah, bring out in this world more Ari Miklot, more places of refuge, places where people can be saved from Olam Hazeh. So, but the Baal Shem Tev, I saw this Vart, it's a very, very one line here in Keser Shem Tev. But to me, it was a little bit of an eye-opener where the Baal Shem Tev writes that the three Ari Miklot are representative of Machshava, Dibur, and Maisa. We know that the Keser Shem Tev is divided into two parts. There's the original part, and then there's the Isophis. And if you look in the Isophis, number Lamed Aleph 31, which is printed on page Shin. So it's brought down. This is B'Shem Baal Shem Tev Re'isi. I saw brought down in the name of the Baal Shem Tev. The Gimel Ari Miklot, Gimel Bechinis Machshava Dibro Maisa. The three Ari Miklot also represent Machshava Dibro Maisa. Which this would also help us understand the focus on Machshava Dibre Maisa. We know that there is a very, very Gishmak and Maimer of the Rebbe. A lot of Bachram know it, not so much because it's so Gishmak, because it's short. And Bachram like to Chazer short Maimorim for Yemeledes, etc. So there's a Maimer of Yishlach Yeshua, where it speaks about the Meraglim that Yeshua sent to Eretz Yisrael. And the difference that the Meraglim that Yeshua sent, as opposed to Meraglim that Moshe Rabbeinu sent. Which, Bechlau, there's a Shaila, why would Yeshua send Meraglim? if Moshe Rabbeinu already sent Miraglim, and we didn't have a very good ending from that story. And that you'll learn the Sikh of Shlach Tavshin and Aleph to understand in depth. But in the Nekuda, the Rebbe asks that we see that the Miraglim of Yeshua, they only go to Yericho, and they don't go to the entire Eretz Yisrael. Why didn't they go to the entire Eretz Yisrael? If you want to know if they're easy to conquer, why only Yericho? So the simple taich is, because in Yericho they already heard how the Goyim are so afraid of Bnei Yisrael, they're being mefached from the arrival of Bnei Yisrael, they already understood that the land of Eretz Yisrael is open for them to conquer. But the Rebbe explains that Apipnimius in Yonim, Yericho represents the avoid of Levushe HaNefesh. Reicha de Levushaichu. Yericho is from the word Reach. And regarding the Levushim, it's called Reicha de Levushaichu. The Reach of the clothes. That while for many people, we look at it that the main avoid is Pnimius HaLev. But the external Levushim, Achshava, Dibra, Maisa, is a lower level. It's only for the Beinanim. They never cannot do the inside Avodah, the Avodah Pnimius, so they only do Machshava, Dibra, Maisa. But the Rebbe explains in that Maimer that Adrab, the Avodah of the Levushim, could actually elevate somebody even more. And you see that also today in science. They're coming up with these ideas. They took a bunch of urban city children, kids that were mamish brought up in the slums, and they were crime and all these things. And all the scientists and all these psychologists were trying to figure out how could you help these kids? What you can do? These guys are meshuga. They're meshuga mibetin. Their parents were crooks, and the Zaydis was in Ganovim in jail. There's no hope for these kids. And one of the ways that they actually helped them is they brought them to a store, and they bought them all fancy clothes, suits and everything. When someone is wearing proper clothing, I'm not a lowlife, I'm a mechubadika mensch. And the Levushim had a tremendous impact on their pnimius, because they felt that it's beneath them, surpassing ish, to just do petty crime with the lowlifes when they're dressed like a mechubadika mensch. The Levushim have a tremendous impact on the avoida pnimius. And through our avoida, with our machshava dibra maisa, says the Baal Shem Tev, will be zoiche to the Machshava Dibra Maisa, the three Ari Miklot Laosid Lovod.